Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm Ehud, Ehud, what is Ehud? First day here and here, the Gregorian calendar. We're waiting for the Rastafari Israelites live stream to come on here on the board. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. First day service here. So we have Ethiopian birthday, Earth Day. Yes, it was Crystal's birthday right here. Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. Let's see how things are going. Yes, I here. We're just getting the podcast ready here for the first day service, seeing how it goes. Okay, so we on. We see Rastafari Israelites, Channel 1, Rastafari Groundation, our backup channel, right there, Channel 2. We're on. So here, Malcolm Ehud. Ehud, what is Ehud? Ehud from the Ahad for first, the first day, the Gentiles called, other nations in the Anglo-Americans, you know, here in this Gentile world system, the English speakers, they call it Sunday, the first day. Here, we're at the first day service. This here corresponds here in this time, in this season, with the Gregorian, January 7th, 29th year of Tachsis, yeah, for the Orthodox, right, the Oriental churches, like the Ethiopian, you say church, Tewahedo church, like the ancient Coptic church, the Armenian church, yeah, we have the Syrian church and the Indian church, the five sister churches, and the ancient celebration of the birth, you know, of Messiah at this time. Now, we went into some details about it, not to go into details here again, besides to say from our best study, this has to do with the ancient, say, Christian, early Christian tradition that around this time also commemorates the visit of the Magi or the Magin. Were there three? Well, traditionally, they're looked at as three. No doubt because they're gifts, you know, we see the gifts being three. So they're looked at as being three, but nothing within the scripture and the narrative says that they were three, but they brought gifts. And this is a whole biblical scripture, also historical connection to the Yehudi, the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Judahites, we the black Jews in Babylon and in Persia, and what happened with Daniel's prophecy, because we can see the influence that he had, you know, in that kingdom because of his wisdom, you know, and those words of prophecy that he spoke that had these ancient astronomers, aka also referred to as astrologers. But in ancient times, astronomy and astrology for most of the nations was more or less the same thing. But, you know, the details, getting into the details there. So here we have the visit. We like to refer to this as, you know, Malcolm Ledet, based on the visit of the Magim or the Magi. The Magi. If you read the narrative, you see that it was, you know, sometime later, not even in the really same season, when the Magi finally were able to locate where that holy family actually were. And the difference is that when the Magi came to visit, according to the Gospels, that Yeshua, you know, his mother and his step-pops and Yosef, they were at home. They were in a house. So the whole manger scene, you know, of the shepherds is the earlier part, right, in a different season when he was born. And then they came forward, right, roughly some would even say almost a year, could have been a year or more later, right, when they located the house and they came forward and brought their gifts. And yes, the gifts were three, and tradition says they were three. In fact, the ancient tradition says that one was Balthazar, and some say that was the Ethiopian amongst those three. But the links with ancient Ethiopia and ancient India and even Persia and those other countries as far as China is very, very ancient. So let's not think that they had to get passports and visas, you know, to travel around like we do in this latter day time. But here for the first day, Malcolm Ehud, right? Blessed or good, Malcolm good, Ehud first day, and Malcolm Ledet, good birthday or earth day, concerning the birth of Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the visit of the Magi that is celebrated by the Ethiopian Orthodox Church as Ethiopian ones would say, quote, Christmas or Christ's birth. But here we have in this Torah reading and feeding another birth that's also recalled around the same time in this season from ancient times. And that's concerning Moshe within the narrative of the Torah, within the second book, within the 13th sabbatical study, within Shemot, and also the themes within the Torah reading and feeding concerning Yisrael, Yasharala, Yisrael, being Yahuwah's firstborn, being Jehovah's firstborn. Here, for the first day, Psalm 24, rise up to chant.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his equal. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself light of the world.
Thank you.
שבוכים עכשיו הם עודים חכו ברוך השם יש לנו את האחרות לבחור ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור הכוח הוא בהתמדה כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה יש כבוד יש
מזמור תפגנת, לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ורק, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשכר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור אדוני גיבור מלחמה שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
הפוך אתה אדוני.
שלום! רסטפארי.
קדמאווי, קדמאווי.
אינפלציה!
The whole place is
doomed. So here, let's pick up with the third. And the fourth is fulfill the Aliyot right here for the first day here on the Melkam Lidet, you know, happy birthday, referring to the Moshiach. Interesting. Got a medi on the book of Hebrews where it speaks about Moses, is likening Moses within that fulfillment of prophecy and Moshiach. But here, let's ride up right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, third up offering, third reading here for this Shabbat Shemot, here picking up the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 2, here at verse 11, Moses identifies himself with Yisrael, with Israel, with the Hebrews. Here, Shema Yisrael. Here, give ear for the Shalishi, the third reading here. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. Vayihi bayamim ahaim. ויגדל משה ויצא אל אחיו ויראה בסבלותם ויראה איש המצרי מכה איש עברי מאחיו. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked on their burdens and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. Vayihi, and it came to pass. Vayihi, bayamim ha'heim, in those days. Vayigdala Moshe, when Moshe was grown. Vayetzeya el chayo, that he went out to his brethren. Vayare'e be'esivolotam, and looked on their burdens. Vayare'e isha mitriya makeh isha ibriya me'echayo. And he spied an Egyptian. Vayare'e ish mitri, smiting an Hebrew. Vayare'e ish mitri makeh ish ibri me'echayo. And Hebrew, one of his brethren, Ish Ibri Me Echayo. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Mitzri, the Egyptian, and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore, why smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us, over I and I? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moshe feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moshe. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flocks. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moshe stood up and help them and water their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that ye, y'all, are come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered I and I out of the hand of his shepherds, and also drew water enough for us, for I and I, and watered the flock. And he said to his daughters, where is he? Why it y'all have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. Moshe, rejected by his brethren, takes a bride from another nation. Verse 21, and Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moshe Zipporah, his daughter, and she bare a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in process of time that the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, died, and the Bnei Yisrael sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up to Elohim, the true good, the true God, by reason of the bondage. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, heard their groaning, and Elohim, the true good, the true God, remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Yitzhak, and with Yaakov. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, looked upon the Bnei Yisrael, looked upon the children, the sons of Yisrael, and Elohim had respect. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat Shemot. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses, the burning bush. O Moshe haya ro'eh et ha'tzona yitaroa chota chotano kohen midian. Wayayina haga etahatzon ahara ha midbar. Wayayaboa ilahara ha Elohim ho reva. Now, Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Horeb. U Moshe haya ro'eh etas ona yitroa chotanoa kohena midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. U Moshe haya ro'eh etas on yitroa chotanoa kohena midian. And he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness. Wayayin hagaeta hatzona achara hamidbar, to the farthest end of the midbar. Wayaboa il haraha Elohim horeva, and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, Wayavor il Haraha Elohim, Horeva, Horeva, to Horeb, to Horeb. And the angel, the Melaach of Yod-Heh, Yahweh-Heh, of Yahweh, of Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera Malaki Yahweh Elayowa Be lavata esha miyatoka ha hasene, and the angel of Yahweh, Wayayera Malaaki Yahweh Elayo, appeared to him be lavata esh, in a flame of fire, be lavat Eish mitoka hasene, in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Mitok hasene wayayare wihine hasene boera baesha wihasene Einenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, Wayar wihine, behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene bo'er ba'esh, and the bush was not consumed. Wihasene einenu ukal. Einenu ukal, was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? Wayomer Moshe asurana. And Moses said, I will turn aside now. Wayomer Moshe asurana w'ere'eta hamare'eh hagadol hazeh madu'a lo'a yiv'ara hasneh. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. W'ere'eh eta hamare'eh hagadol hazeh, azeh, 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 azeh. Why the bush is not burnt? Madu'ah Lo yivara hasene, 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 hasene. And when Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, to see, to see, to see, Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I. Here, 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 Moshe, Moshe, here, 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 and he said, draw not nigh, near, hither, here. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Vayomer ala tikrava helom shala ne aleka me ala ragleka ki yahamakom asher ata o meda alayo adamata kodeshu moreover he said I the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yare meyahavita il ha Elohim. Moreover, he said, I, Anoki, Elohe Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of the I Father, Wayomer. Anoki, Elohe Avika, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov. I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe. Panayo ki yareya meyahavita illaha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh said, I have seen, surely, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people, which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a tova, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, is come to I. And I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpress them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe said to Elohim, who I, that I should go to Paro, to Pharaon, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Gibbet Kemet. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the I, and this shall be a token to the I, that I have sent the I, when thou hast brought forth the people, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. Ye all shall serve Elohim, ha, Elohim, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh. Verse 13, and Moses said to Elohim, Moses said to Ha Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim, behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, the Elohim, Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs have sent me, sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what Shemo, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Vayomer Moshe el ha-Elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael, with Amarti alahem Elohe abotekem shelachini elekem with amruli ma shmo ma omara elehem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim, hine, behold, anoki, anoki, ba il bnei Yisrael, behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, hine, anoki, ba, ba, il bnei Yisrael, with Amarti Alahem Elohe Evotekem Shelachini Elekem, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you, and they shall say, and they shall say to me, with Amruli Ma Shemo, what is Shemo? What is his name? Mahshemo. Mah Omar Elehem. What shall I say to them? To them. To them. To them. And Elohim said to Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am sent to you. Vayomer Elohim il Moshe, ehye hasher ehye. And Elohim said to Moses, Vayomer Elohim il Moshe, ehye hasher ehye. Vayomer koh tomar livne Yisrael, Ehye shelachani elekem. Ehye asher ehye. 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 And he said like this, Koh tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh tomar livnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ehye shelachani. Ehye, has sent me, Elekem, to you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, 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 the commission of Moshe, verse 15. And Elohim, true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, Yod-Heh-Weh-Yah-Wah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent me. Have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Vayomer oda Elohim illa Moshe koh tomara illa bnei Yisrael. Yahweh Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Shelachani Elekem, Ze Shmi Le'olam, Ve Ze Zikri Le'dor. Dor, 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 dor. And Elohim said moreover to Moshe, why yomer od Elohim el Moshe, thus, koh, 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 thus shalt thou say, koh tomar, thus shalt thou say to the children, the sons of Yisrael, koh tomar el bnei Yisrael, Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Weh-Yah-Weh, Elohei Avotekem, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, Yahweh, Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Shelachani Elekem, have sent me, have sent I to y'all, to you all, Shelachani Elekem, Ze Shmi Le'olam, this my name, Shmi Le'olam, forever, forever. Ze Shmi Le'olam, with Ze Zikriya Le'dor, Dor. And this with Ze, and this with Ze, Ze Zikri Le'dor, Dor. And this is my memorial, Zikri Le'dor, Dor, Dor, Dor. To all. Generation, 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 generation.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear for the Hamishi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. The fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, fifth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, here picking up the second book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot. Here, Exodus chapter 3 at verse 16 for the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth. Lech, we, asafta eta zikne Yisrael, we, amarta elehem, Yahuwah, Elohei Avotekem, nirah elaya, Elohei Avraham, Yitzhak, we, Yaakov, Lemora, pakoda, pakatia etkem, we eta he asuya lachem, be mitraim. go, 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 go.
Lack, 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 lake.
Go, lake, and gather the elders of Israel, of Israel, together. Lack, where? Asafta et azikne Israel. And say to them, where? Amarta elehem, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, appeared to I, saying, I have surely visited you, and see, that which is done to you in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, lack, where, asafta et zikne Israel, where, amarta elehem, Yahuwah Elohe Ebotekem, Nirah Elai, Elohe Abraham, Yitzhak, Ya'ikoba Lemor, Pakoda, Pakadia etekem, We eta he asuya lachem bit Mitzrayim. Go and gather the elders of Israel, of Israel, together and say to them, Yahweh, 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 Yodheweh, Jehovah, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, with Amarta Elehem, and say to them, Yahweh Elohe, Evotekem, Ekem, 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 the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, 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 Elohe, Evotekem, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah, Nirah Elai, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah Elai, Elohe, Avraham, the Elohim of Avraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, Ya'ikol, and Jacob, Lemor, saying, Pakoda Pakartia etchem, I have surely remembered you seen what is done, that which is done to you in Mitzrayim. And I have said, I will bring you up, cause you to aliyah up, out of the affliction of Mitzrayim, to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, 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 thy voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Zikne Yisrael, the elders of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim. And ye and y'all shall say to him, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, hath met with us, with I and I. And now, let make I and I go. We beseech, and I beseech, beg the eye, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheinu, to Jehovah Einai Elohim. And I am sure that the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Mitzrayim and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when y'all go, ye, y'all, shall not go empty. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her bait, in her bait, in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye and y'all shall put upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye and y'all shall spoil the Mitzrayim, shall spoil the Egyptians. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear right here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 4. Moses' two objections. First, the unbelief, the lack of amen, of emunah, of the people. And Moshe answered and said, but behold, they will not believe I, nor hearken to my voice. For they will say, Yahweh, Jehovah, hath not appeared to the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye. Why Ya'ana Moshe, why Yomer, with Hain Lo, Yaminuli, with Lo, Yishma'ua Bipoli, Kia Yomru, Lo Nir'aha Heleka Yahuwah. And Moshe answered and said, why Ya'ana Moshe, why Yomer? But behold, we're hain, lo, yaminu li, they will not amen. Lo, yaminu li, they will not amen in me, and I admit as true in I. Lo, yaminu li, with lo, yishma'ua bi'oli, nor hearken with lo, yishma'ua bi'oli, in my voice, bi'oli, ki, Yomru, lo nir'aha heleka Yahuwah. For they will say, ki yomru, for they will say, ki yomru, lo nir'ah heleka Yahuwah. They will say that Jehovah have not appeared to the eye. Kia yomru lo nir'ah heleka Yahuwah. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to him, what that in thine hand, Nayad? And he said, Arad. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moshe fled from before it. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to Moshe, to Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand, in his yad, that they may believe. Amen. That, Yahuwah, the Elohim of their fathers, of their patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, of Isaac, the Elohim of Yaakov, of Jacob, hath appeared to the eye. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said furthermore to him, put now thine yad, thy hand, into thy bosom. And he put his hand, yado, into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, yado, his hand, leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand, thy yad, into thy bosom again. And he put his yad, yado, into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his flesh. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe, amen, thee, I, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe, amen, the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour upon the dry, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood, dam, upon the dry. Moses' two objections. Second, his lack of eloquence. And Moshe said to Yahuwah, oh, my Lord, be Adonai, oh, my Lord, be Adonai, be Adonai, oh, my Lord, I, not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, but I, slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Vayomer Moshe li Yehovah, bi Adonai lo isha de barim anoki kam mitamol gam mishil shom gam me'az davarka el avdeka kia kavada pe uka vada lashon anoki. And Moshe said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Wayomer Moshe, Eli Yehovah, Be Adonai, 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 Adonai. Oh my Lord, be Adonai. I am not a man of words. Lo isha devarim anoki. Neither heretofore. Gama mitamola. Gama mishil shom, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant. Gama me'aza davarika illa abdeka, for I am slow of speech, kia kavada peh, and of a slow tongue. Ukavada lashon anoki. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Vayomer Yahuwah, Elayo, Mia Sampe La Adam, or Mia Yasuma Elem, or Chereisho, Piat ach o wira hello anokiowa. And Jehovah said to him, who hath made man Adam's mouth? Wayomeri Yehowa Elayo Mia Sampe La Adam. Who hath made man's mouth? Mia Sampe La Adam or who maketh a man dumb? Or Mia Yasuma Ilem, Mia Yasum Ilem, or deaf, Cheresh, or Pikach, or seeing, or Wira, or blind. Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Is it not I, Jehovah? Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Now, therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee the eye what the eye shall say. We ata lek, we anoki, ehyeh ima pika. Now therefore go, we ata lek, and I will be with thy mouth. We anoki, ehyeh im pika, and I will be with thy mouth. We anoki, ehyeh ima pika. We Horetika Shara Tidavera, and teach thee I what the eye shall speak with horetika asheratidabir, what thou shalt say. And he said, O Adonai, be Adonai, send, I pray thee, I by the hand thou wilt send, by the hand of him thou wilt send. Vayomer, be Adonai, shalach na biyada tishlach. O Adonai, be Adonai, O Adonai, send, I pray the eye, shalach na. Shlach na, pray that I send. I pray that I send by the hand,
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 by the hand, by the hand, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. Biyad atishlach. And the anger,
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 anger.
Aaron here joined with Moshe. Superscription here, verse 14. Aaron joined with Moshe, verse 14. And the anger, Vayechara afi Yehovah, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, I. And when he seeth thee, I, he will be glad in his heart. And the anger of Yahuwah, Vayechara afi Yahuwah bir Moshe, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Vayechara afi Yahuwah. Vayechara af Yahuwah. Vayecharafi Yehovah b'Moshe, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Vayomer, hello, Aharon, achika, ha-Lewi, ya-da'iti, ya-ki-ya-daber, ye-daber, who? With gamahine, huwa yotzeya lika rateka. And he said, is there not Aaron, thy brother, the Levite? Hello, Aharon achika, ha-Lewi. I know that he can speak well. Yada'iti, ki yadavera, yadavera, hu. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet the Ahine, Hine, Yahuwah Yotzeya Likarateka, and when he seeth the eye, he will be glad. He will be glad in his heart. With Raika, with Samach Belibo, and thou shalt speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what y'all shall do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall do, shall
do, with dibarta elayo, with samta etaha devarima bir fio. We anochia ehye ima pika we ima piohu we ho reti et kema et ashera ta isun ta isun
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 isun. And thou shalt speak, thou shalt speak to him we divartai layu, and put words in his mouth. Where samta eta hadebarima besiu, and I will be, and I will be, and I will be with thy mouth.
with Anoki. With Anoki. With Anoki and I. Will be Aima Pika, 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 with Aima Pihu, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth. With Horeiti Etekema Eta Sharata Esun, and will teach you, teach y'all what ye, what y'all shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman to the people, and he shall be even. He shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shall be to him instead of Elohim.
Elohim. Elohim. Elohim.
We diberhu aleka illa ha'am. We hayahu yihyeh leka le fe. We ata. And he shall be thy spokesman to the people. And it shall come to pass that he shall be to thee. Wahayahua yihyeh leka lefeh, feh, feh, a mouth, lefeh. Wahayahua yihyeh leka lefeh, and thou, we'ata, and thou, tihyeh lau lelohim, and thou, the eye shall be to him in Elohim's stead. We'ata, tihyeh lau Lelohim, and thou, the eye, shall take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Ve'eta hamateh hazeh tikach be'ayadeka asher ta'aseh bo eta ha'otot. And thou, the eye, shall take in thy hand this rod. Ve'eta hamateh hazeh tikach be'yadeka, wherewith thou shalt do the signs. Asher ta'aseh bo eta ha. Oto, 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 oto.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them. Judges
said
to Moses, go down there to free them.
Ahuch ata Adonai.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, Aliyah, Aliyah. Here for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 4, here at verse 18, Chabarim. Here for the Sheishi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Vayelech Moshe, Vayashav, El Yeter Chotno, Vayomer Lahu, El Kana, We, Ashuva, El Achai Asher, Ve Mitzrayim, We Ereh, Ha Odam, Chayim, Vayomer Yitro, Le Moshe, Lech, Le Shalom. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, let me go, let I go, make I go, I pray that I, and return to my brethren who in Egypt and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moshe, go in peace. Vayelech Moshe, vayashav ela yeter hotno. And Moshe went, vayelech Moshe, vayashav, and returned ela yetero, ela yeter hotno, to Jethro, Chotno, his father-in-law, Wayomer Lawu, and said to him, Elka na, let me go. Elka na, make I and I go. I praise I. Elka na, we, Ashuva el Achai, Asher b Mitzrayim, and return to my brethren that are in Egypt. We ashuva il achay asher b'mitzrayim. We ereh ha odam chayim. And see whether they be yet alive. We ereh ha odam chayim. And see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moshe, Wayomer, 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 Yitro, le Moshe, go in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace. Lek, lek, le Shalom, 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 Shalom. Go, 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 go. Go, tried in peace. Lek, le Shalom, 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 Shalom. The return of Moshe to Mitzrayim, the return of Moses to Egypt, verse 19. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe in Midian, go, 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 go. Return into Egypt, return into Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, for all the men are dead who sought thy life. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe be Midian lech shuv Mitzrayim ki yameitu kol ha'anashim ha me bakshim etta nafshika. Go, return into Mitzrayim, for all the men are dead that sought thy life. Lek shuv Mitzrayim kia meitu kol ha anashim ha me bakshim etta nafshika. And Moshe took Ishto, took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass. And he returned to the land of Mitzrayim. And Moshe took the rod of Elohim in his hand. Eta mateha Elohim biyado. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, when thou goest to return into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, in thy yad. But I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe. Be lekateka, be lekateka, la shuv Mitzrayim, re'ei kol laha mufatim asher samti be yadeka, wa sitama lifne faro, wa ani Chazek eta libo lo ye shalach eta ha'am. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, when thou goest back into Mitzrayim, when thou goest back into Egypt, be'alechetika la shuva Mitzrayima. See, see that thou do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in thy hand. Re'e kolaha mufti mashara samtiya biyadika. But I will harden his heart. See that thou do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in thy hand. Re'e kol ha mufti asher asamti yadeka. Wa'asita malifneya Pharaoh. But I will harden his heart. Wa'ani e'chazek a'eta libo. But I will harden his heart. Wa'ani e'chazek a'eta libo. Ve'lo yishalach a'eta ha'am. And he will not let the people go.
Go, go, go.
And thou shalt say to Pharaoh, thus, like this saith Yahuwah, Yisrael, Israel, my son, my firstborn,
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 my firstborn. With Amarta el Pharaoh, Koh, thus shalt thou say to Pharaoh, Koh, 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 Koh. Koh, koh, like this, koh, amari Yahuwah, thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, koh, amar Yahuwah, bini, bichori Yisrael, Yisrael is my son, my firstborn, bini, bichori Yisrael, Israel is my bichori, bichori, bini, bichori Yisrael. Wa Omar Eleka Shalach et Bini Wa Ya Avadeini Wata Mahin Li Shalacho Hine Anoki Horega et Binika Bikoraka. And I have said to the eye, and I say to the eye, let my son go. And I say to the eye, let my son go. Wa Omar Eleka Shalach Etta Bini, that he may serve me with Ya'avadeini. And if thou refuse to let him go, Wata Mahin Li Shalacho. Behold, Hine, behold, I will slay thy son. Hine Anoki Horega Etabineka, even thy firstborn, Bikoraka. And it came to pass, by the way, in the end, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast at his feet and said, surely, surely a bloody, 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 and it came to pass, why he, ba dereka, ba malon, why a yifage shehu yawa, why a bakesha, ha mito. And it came to pass on the way, at the lodging place, Wayahi Badareka Ba Malon, that Yahuwah Jehovah met him, Wayayifa Geshehu Yahuwah, and sought to kill him, Wayavakesha Hemito, Wa tikacha tzipora tzora. Wa tika rota eta arlat bi naha. Then Zipporah took a flint and cut off the foreskin of Benaha of her son. Wa taga'a li raglayo, and cast it at his feet. Wa tomer, and said, ki chitana damim atali, surely, surely a bridegroom of blood art thou, the eye to me, ki chitana damim atali, surely a bridegroom, chitan of blood, damim, ki chitana damim ata, the eye, li, for me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art, because of the circumcision. Waya yerefa mimenu az amra chatana damim la mulot. Then she said, so he let him alone. Then she said, amra chatan damim, a bridegroom of blood, la mulot, in regard to the circumcision. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Aharon, to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moshe. And he went and met him in the Mount of Elohim, Mount of Elohim, the true good, the true God, and kissed him. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Aharon lech likrata Moshe hamida bara vayayelecha Waya yifa geshehu abehar ha Elohim, waya yishaka lau. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him, Vayaged Moshe le'Aharon et kol divrei Yahuwah asher shelacho ve'et kol ha'otot asher tziwahu. Deliverance announced to the elders, Ziknei Yisrael, to the elders of Yisrael, verse 29. And Moshe and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Yisrael. Vayelecha Moshe ve'Aharon vayayasfu et kol ha'ziknei b'nei Yisrael. Gathered together all the children of Yisrael. And Aaron, Aharon, spake all the words which Jehovah had spoken to Moshe, and did the signs in the sight of the people. Vayadaver Aharon et kol ha'devarim asher divar Yahuwah el Moshe. Vayayasa ha'otot le'aynei ha'am. And the people believed. Amen. And the people believed. And when they heard that Jehovah had visited the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Waya amen. Waya amen. And believe and amen. Waya amen. Ha'am. And ha'am, the people. Waya amen. Waya amen. Waya amen. The people amen. Waya amen. Ha'am. Waya yishma'ua ki pakodi wa eta b'nei Yisrael wikola ha eta anayam waya yikadu waya yisha tachu. And the people, ha'am, amen, believed.
Waya Amin. And the people Amin. Waya Amin. Ha'am. Waya Amin. Ha'am. Waya Yishamu. And when they heard Wayishamu, Ki Pakad Yahuwah. Ki Pakad Yahuwah. Eta Bnei Yisrael. And when they heard that Jehovah Yodheweh had remembered the children of Yisrael, Ki Fakad Yahuwah, Ki Fakad Yahuwah Eta Bnei Yisrael, and that he had seen their affliction with Ki Eta Anayan, then they bowed their heads. Wayayikdu, and they bowed their heads, Wayikdu, and worshipped. Wayishatachu, and prostrated themselves. Wayishatachu, and bowed themselves. Wayishatachu, and worshipped, 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 and worship, and worship, and worship, and worship, and worship.
Yes, yes, yes. One more Aliyah here, the seventh Aliyah here, as we begin the second book of Moshe, known as Exodus Shemot. Now, remember Moses and the leprosy in the hand? Hand signifies work. Remember Miriam, his sister, and her leprosy for slander, connection of the skin disease some refer to as leprosy. And there, many say that Moshe, he has slandered the children of Israel. Remember earlier he said, but when he goes to the people and the people won't believe him, you know, but what happened? The people did believe him.
Amen.
Amen.
Check it.
Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to freedom.
Judge
us to Moses, go down
there to freedom.
Yahuwah Rastafari.
Yahuwah
Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael. Hear for the Shavii, hear for the Shavii, the Shavii, hear for the seventh Aliyah,
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 Aliyah.
The seventh offering, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, Sabbath,
Sabbath
names. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 5. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the first man, the increase burdens. Here, picking up with the Shavii, here with the seventh Aliyah, seventh reading, seventh up offering, Shabbat Shemot. Ve'achar ba'u Moshe, ve'aheron, v'yomru el paro, ko amar Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, shalach et ami, ve'ya Chogu li ba midbar. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah Jehovah, the Elohim of Yisrael, make my people go, that they may hold a feast to me, to I, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Ve'achar ba'u Moshe ve'aheron. And afterward, ve'achar. And afterward, ve'achar ba'u Moshe ve'aheron. Moses and Aaron came. Vayomru, and said, Vayomru il Paro, and said to Paro, the great house, Ko Hamari Yahuwah Elohe Israel, thus saith Jehovah, Amar Yahuwah Elohe Israel, thus saith Yahuwah, Jehovah the Elohim, Elohe Israel, Shalach Etta Ami, let send, Shalach, send. Etta Ami, send my people, let my people go. Shalach Etta Ami, with Yahoguli, that they may hold a feast, with Yahoguli, to me, for me, Ba Midbar. And afterward, Moshe and Aharon came and said to Paro, oh, Ko Hamari Yahuwah Elohe Yisrael Shalach et Ami Ve Yachoguli Bamidbar. And Paro, Pharaoh said, Who? Yahuwah, Jehovah, that I should obey his voice to let Yisrael, to let Israel go. I know not, Yahuwah, Jehovah, neither will I let Israel go. Vayomer Paro, mi Yahuwah. And Pharaoh said, mi Yahuwah, mi Yahuwah, mi Yahuwah, who is Jehovah? Vayomer Paro, mi Yahuwah, Asher Eshma'a b'kolo, le shalach et Yisrael, lo yada'iti yaeti Yahuwah, with gam et Yisrael, lo shaleach, who is Jehovah? Mi Yahuwah, Asher Eshma'a, that I should hearken, Asher Eshma'a b'kolo, le shalach et Yisrael, that I should hearken to his voice, to let Yisrael go. Lo, yada'iti eti Yahuwah, I know not Jehovah. Lo, yada'iti eti Yahuwah, with gam eti Yisrael. Lo, ishaliach, and moreover, I will not let Israel go. Go. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews hath met with us, hath met with I and I. Let us go. We pray thee 3 days journey into the wilderness, into the desert, and sacrifice to La Yahuwah Eloheinu, to Jehovah, I and I Elohim, our Elohim. Lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And they said, Vayomru Elohe ha-Ibrim. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews, Vayomru Elohe ha-Ibrim, Nikra aleinu, Nilka na dereka, Shilosheta Yamima Bamidbar, we nizid becha la Yahuwah Eloheinu pen yifa da'ehu ba derek ba dever o becharev pen yifa da'ehu ba dever o becharev. The Elohim of the Hebrews, Elohe ha-Ibrim, hath met with I and I, Nikra aleinu.
Let us go. Make I and I go. We pray the I. Nelka na. 3 days journey into the wilderness. Nelka na. Dereka shlosheta yamim bamidbar. And sacrifice. With Niza Becha and sacrifice to Jehovah, I and I, our Elohim. With Niza Becha la Yahuwah Eloheinu. Lest he fall upon I and I with pestilence. Penna yifa ga'ehu abadavar. Or with the sword. Becharev, charev, 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 vecharev. And the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, said to them, wherefore do y'all, Moshe and Aharon, let the people from their works get you to your burdens? And Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, said, behold, the people of the land now, many, and ye and y'all make them rest from their burdens. And Paro, Pharaoh, and the great house commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, ye, y'all, shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as hither heretofore, let them make them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye y'all shall lay upon them. Y'all shall not diminish aught thereof. For they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let I go and sacrifice to our Elohim, to our natures, to our Elohim. Lemor nelcha mizibcha leloheinu. They cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our Elohim. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein. And let them, and make them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to Ha'am, and they spake to the people, saying, thus saith Paro, thus saith Pharaon, the great house, I will not give you straw. Go ye, go y'all, get you straw where y'all can find it, yet not aught of your work. Yet not aught of your walk, of your work, shall be diminished.
Diminished.
Go ye, go y'all, get you straw, where y'all can find it. Yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. So Ha'am, the people, were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to gather the stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted, saying, fulfill your works, fulfill your works, daily tasks, as when there was
straw.
And the officers of the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, which Paro, Pharaoh's taskmasters, had set over them, were beaten, demanded, wherefore have y'all not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore? Then the officers of the Bnei Yisrael came and cried to Paro and cried to the great house, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus, like this, with thy servants? There is no straw given to thy servants. And they say to us, and they say to Anna, make brick. And behold, thy servants beaten. But the fault in thine own people. But people. He said, ye, y'all idle. Therefore y'all say, let us go do sacrifice, like Yahuwah, do sacrifice to Jehovah. Go therefore now. Walk. Work. For there shall no straw be given you. yet shall ye all deliver the tale of bricks.
Of bricks. Of bricks.
And the officers of the B'nai Yisrael, of the children of Israel, did see they in Eve, after it was said, ye all shall not minish from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moshe and Aharon, and they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Paro, as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said to them, Yahuwah, Jehovah, look upon you and judge, because ye all have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Paro, in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us, to slay
I and I.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir reading here for this Shabbat Shemot, Sabbath names here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 5, here at verse 22, for the Maftir reading. Vayashava Moshe Eliyahuwa Vayomar Adonai Lama Heya Reota La Am Hazeh Lama Ze Shelachetani. And Moshe and Moses returned La Yahuwah to Jehovah. Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuwah? And Moses returned to Jehovah. Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuwah to Jehovah? Eliyahuwah, why Yomar, and said, Lord Adonai, Adonai, Lord Adonai,
Lord,
wherefore hast thou the eye evil entreated this people? Why? Lama, for what? Lama, why? It thou hast sent me. Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuwah? And Moses returned to Jehovah. Why Yomar, and said, Adonai, 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 Lama, Heya Reota La'am hazeh, wherefore hast thou dealt evil with this people? Adonai, lama heya re'ota la'am hazeh. Why is it that thou, the eye, has sent I, lama ze shelachetani, for since I came to Paro, since I came to the great house, to speak in Shemeka, be Shemeka, to speak in the eye's
name,
he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou deliverest thy people at all. Vayashav Moshe Eliyahuwah. Vayomar Adonai, lama he reota la'am hazeh, lama zeh shelachetani, me'aza ba'ati el paro le davera bishmeka he ra'a la'am hazeh, we hat el loa he esalta eta ameka. For since I came to Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, to speak in thy name, Lidaver Bishmeka, he hath dealt ill with this people. Neither hast thou, the eye, deliverest thy people at all. And here, Shema Yisrael here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Exodus chapter 6. The answer of Jehovah to Moshe's first prayer. The answer of Yahuwah, Jehovah, to Moshe's first prayer. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe ata tir'eh asher e'eseh li faro ki biyada chizaka yitshalachem u biyada chizaka yitarshem me arso. Then Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, why you marry Yahuwah illa Moshe? Now, Atta, shalt thou the eye see what I will do to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh. Atta, tira'e asher aiseh li Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki v'yad chazaka yishalchem. For by a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki v'yad chazaka yishalchem. And by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And with a strong yad, a strong hand, shall he drive them out of his land. Uvayad achzaka ye garshe me arzo. Now shalt thou see what I will do to Paro. Ata tir'e hasher e'ayse lit Faro. For by a strong yad, a strong hand, ki v'yad chazaka, v'yad chazaka, ki v'yad chazaka, yishalchem, shall he let them go? U'v'yad chazaka, yigarshe me'arso, and by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his And hear. Fulfill the Aliyot for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath names. Kavur l'k'alu, kavur adimtu, kavur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, glory be to Ayinai Father, glory be to Ayinai King. Kavur l'k'adamawi, chayla selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, be'shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Getachna Medchaneda Tachin, name of Ainai Lord and Savior, name of Jesus Christos. Amen. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot.
Rastafari, greetings to my Ethiopian brothers and sisters at home and abroad. There's so much to share. Brother Yado, Rasi Dinos Tafari, the Lion of Judah Society for Her Majesty. Brother Yado, Salantana, Aina, the Lion of Judah Society for Her Majesty. What we're speaking about here, we speak about the good news of the King of Kings, whether God's will is
of his imperial majesty, that's just what it had to be, for y'all to reveal himself to me, power of the Trinity, I just allow you to purchase the fulfillment of the prophecy, likeness of the prophetry, wisdom of our faculty, put them yon and dropping these gems on your brims, my prayer cloths shall fall, my fringes, my gems, we set apart so we not with him, but we with him. This is for the Israelites, the proselytes, the neophytes, the Morpheus, and the neotypes, to shine through darkness, find your light. Meditation on these scriptures till I get it right. I just might delete ya, slap your preacher if he don't teach ya. This is from the Coptic, ECR, to keep us aside, if we get the drop on the top.
Grab your pen and your paper and your sacred scripture. Brother, the items are not really most important.
Yes, yes, yes. LOJ theme check mix right there. Give thanks, Ra Sahar Ahad. Emerald Music INC right there for Shemot. And here, here, here for the Haftarah. Give thanks, LOJ theme check mix right there, there, there. Here, 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 the Haftarah. Here we have the Prophet's reading.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the read the Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
First
Aliyot.
Things first, the Bracha.
Aliyot.
The Bracha, the blessing right here. Here, here.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher batorah, uMoshe abdo, uBeIsrael ammo, uBeNebiei haEmet waTzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 6. Chapter 28, verse 13.
He shall cause them that come from Jacob to take root.
Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Have he smitten him as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou wilt debate with him. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged. And this is all the fruit to take away his sin. When he maketh all the stones of the altars as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder, the groves and images shall not stand up. Yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness, like a midbar. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches thereof. When the bogs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will shew them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh Buruku shall beat off from the channel of the river to the stream of Egypt. And ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel, Bani Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown. And they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship Yahweh Buruku in the holy mount of Jerusalem. Chapter 28. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, Yahweh Buruku have a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of Chayil Jahrastafari, and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall Yahweh Zapa'utu be for a crown of glory, Kedor, and for a dedim, the udemy, of beauty to the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn to the battle, to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine, they are out of the way through strong drink.
They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh Buduku was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Amen. Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verses 22 and 23. That's in my Av, what will let my father to do, aha, do him right. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Buduku, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob to produce on, and shall fear the Elohim the Israel. Amen. Table Equalu, Table Lemsu, Table Halu, Table Kitamawi Hale Salati, the boost against Ethiopia, Jara Astafara, the Almighty. This is the Tachim and the Hanatachim Yeshua.
Yo, they calling me a rebel cause I'm fighting the devil, and I'm on a different level, so it keeps me in trouble. Yeshua, Hamashiach, the rock, Peter just was a pebble. Said he would die for Yeshua, he denied him the devils.
I pray to Elohim when I mean Selassie,
creator of the moon and the sun and the sky.
So I and I place the folk in the sky.
Conquering lion of Judah, no lie. Best of my Amitanora, like the menorah. Open the Torah, follow Yeshua and he will open the door up. Follow the Spirit and it will even the score up.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua. Where Habarot, Shel Habarit, Ha Hadasha. Baruch Atah Adonai, Notain Habarit, Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, a renewed covenant reading for RSS number 13, Shemot, names. Coming from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 17 through 35. And the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 18 through 25. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab with Habin with Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. verse 17 and 18. Yod Zain, Yod Chet. Vayehi k'asher karba et hashabua asher nishba Elohim le Abraham. Vayigdal ha'am vayareb b'mitzrayim ad ki kam melek acher asher lo yada et Yosef. But when the time of promise drew nigh, which Elohim had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was downpressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that Elohim by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And the next day he shewed himself to them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Madian, where he begot 2 sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai Malak Yahuwah, an angel of the Lord, in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of Yahuwah, the voice of the Lord, came to him, saying, Ani Elohe Aboteka, Elohe Abraham, wa Elohe Yitzchak, wa Elohe Yaakov. I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then said Yahuwah to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groanings, and am come down to deliver them. And now, come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did Elohim send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of Hamalach, the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. Verse 18 and 19. Yod Chet, Yod Tet. Ode le'Elohai, She'oter mikulakem ani midaber bilshonot. Akein ba'kahal ebchar lidaber chamesh milin b'shikli kedei lehorot gam et ha'acherim milidaber ribabot milin bilashon. I thank Elohai, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice, be ye children, but in understanding, be men. In the law it is written, With men of other tongues and other lips will I speak to this people, And yet, for all that, will they not hear me, saith Yahuwah, saith the Lord. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth, not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, haile salase, be Jesus Christo sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, yes I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Hallelujah.
Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein haTorah.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song. Psalm 77. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah, Selah, Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah, 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 Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea. Thy path in the great waters. Thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron, 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 Moses and Aaron.
Shema Yisrael, hear today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, here we have Mizmor Ein Zayin, Ein Zayin. Psalm 77, Mizmor Ein Zayin, Ein Zayin, Ein Zayin. Psalm LXXVII, for the leader, for Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I cried to God with my voice, even to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me, to me, to me. Lamnatzeach al yedutun, al-yedutun, le'asaf mizmor, koli il Elohim, we etzaaka, koli il Elohim, we Ha ezin elai,
elai, elai,
for the leader, la menatzeach, for jedutun, ala yedutun,
yedutun,
yedutun, yedutun, a psalm of Asaph, le Asaph mizmor, a chant and intonation of Asaph, Asaph, the gatherer, le Asaph Mizmor,
Mizmor.
I cried to God with my voice, my voca, invoca. Koli il Elohim, we atzaaka, the atzaaka. I cried, I shrieked, I cried to Elohim with my voice. Koli il Elohim, we atzaaka, even to Elohim. With my voice, even to Elohim with my voice, Koli El Elohim. And he gave ear to me, and he gave ear to I. With Ha'azin Eli, V'Ha'azin Eli, with Ha'azin Eli. These words here, 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 opening words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Zayin, are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, elsewhere, even in Habakkuk, Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, where it reads, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear?
Hear,
hear. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the fenced place, and will watch to see what he will say to me. And the Lord answered me, and said, hear, 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 Habakkuk, 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 hear, 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 Habakkuk,
Habakkuk,
Habakkuk, Adana Yahuwah, Shevaiti, Lo Tishma'a, how long, O Jehovah, shall I cry? And thou, the eye, will not hear? Adana Yahuwah, Shewaiti with lo tishma'a ad ana. How long, yo, Jehovah? Shewaiti, shewaiti, shewaiti. Shall I cry? Shall I shout? Shewaiti with lo tishma'a. And thou wilt not hear and know hear the eye with lo tishma, tishma, tishma. Al mishmarti moda ve eta yatva alamatzor va e satel rota ma yidaber bi va ya neni yehowa va yomer. I will stand up upon my watch. Allah mishmarti moda, and set me and set I upon the tower with etayatva Allah matzor, and will look out. Why is ate? And will look out to see lerot. What ma? He will speak by me, in me, ma yidaber bi. Wa ya'neni Yahuwah, and Jehovah answered me, answered I, wa yomer, and said, Allah mishmarti e'moda, where eta yatzeva, Allah matzor, wa itzhape lirot, ma yidaber bi. What did Habakkuk, what did the prophet Habakkuk do? He drew a figure of a circle and stood in the middle of it and said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the Ilah one, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, master of the universe, I shall not stir from this place until thou, the I, declarest to I how long thou, the I, wilt continue to show forbearance to the wicked, to Harasha, to the ratchet, to Harishaim, in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, thou hast cried out to me, but hast not doubted me. The I has cried out to I, but has not doubted I. As thou livest, I shall answer thee and cause thee to understand. I show forbearance to Harasha, to the ratchet Harishaim, the ratchet ones in this world, so that they may come back to me, come back to I in Teshuvah, in repentance. And their willful sins, their willful uckeries will then be reckoned as unwitting sins, unwitting uckeries. Or hear, Midrash note on Mizmor Ein Zayin, Psalm 77, the Midrash note reads, or so that if they come back to me in repentance, their willful sins, their willful uckeries will be reckoned as unwitting sins, unwitting uckeries. Whereupon scripture goes on with what Habakkuk and Bakom Habakkuk said, even in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that a man may read it swiftly, swiftly, swiftly. Vayaneni yayawa vayomer kutova chazon o vayera ala haluchot le maana ya rutza korea vo. And Jehovah answered I and said, Vayaneni yahowa vayomer, write the vision, kutova chazon, kutov chazon, write the vision, kutov chazon, and make it plain upon tables, upon tablets, u'abayer Allah haluchot, that a man may read it swiftly, lima'ana yarutza korea bo'a, vaya'neini yahuwa vayomer, kutov chazon, u'abayer Allah haluchot,
Ma'ana Yarutza Korea Bo Then Habakkuk in Bakom said further, Long since I proclaimed the end, but the time set has passed. According to Habakkuk chapter 2, the next verse, verse 3, where it reads, is there another vision for an appointed time? Ki oda chazon la moed, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. Is there another vision for an appointed time? Ki od chazon la ma'ed? Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim replied, even though I proclaim the end to thee, to the eye, and the time set for it has passed by, say not, the end will not come. Say not, the end will not come. Wait thou for it. For as the verse concludes, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Ima yita mahimaha hakelo kivo yavo lo ye achir, though it tarry, im yita mahimaha, wait for it. Chake lau, because it will surely come. Ki bo yabo, it will not delay. Lo yachir. Ima yita mahimaha. Chake lau. Ki bo yabo. Lo yachir. Even so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, makes the righteous envision the trials that are to come upon Yisrael, the righteous stand up and protest to Him. Here, Midrash note, where it reads, even so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, lets HaTzadik, Hatzadikim, the righteous ones, see, envision the trials that are to come upon Israel. The righteous stand up and protest to Him. Hence, here, it is said, for Jedutun, Yedutun, that is, for trials, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, showed the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, as intended to overwhelm them, the righteous HaTzadik, envisioning the trials, cry out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He, and lift up their voices, as is said, even here in today's daily psalm, I cried to Elohim with my voice, even to Elohim with my voice. Koli el Elohim with atzaka. Koli el Elohim. Asking, will Elohim really? Will He really give ear? Yes. Cain, yes, when, according to this psalm, today's daily psalm, 77, verse 3, Hebraically, when in the day of my trouble I seek the Lord, when in the day of my trouble I seek Adonai, b'yom sarati Adonai, darashti, in the day of my trouble I seek Adonai, Beyom Sarati Adonai Darashti. The verse goes on. My hand was shut up, Nigera, in the night, and slackened not. Yadi Laila Nigera Velo Tafuga. With my hand uplifted. Streaming in the night without ceasing, or my hand was shut up, My hand was nigra, nigra in the night and slackened not. Yadi laila nigra with lo tafug.
V'lo tafug.
That is because of my great pain. My hand, yadi, was locked tight and clenched all through the night, and it would not slacken enough to open and relax. How can nigra, nigra be read as other than locked tight? Since the Aramaic Targum renders, according to Jonah 2 and 7, locks of the earth as nagirat. When he is in straits and anxiety and difficulty in tight situations and circumstances, a man clenches his hand in torment. I seek Adonai, darashti. In a time of trouble, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. My soul, my psyche refuses to be comforted. My soul, my psyche refuses to be comforted. Mayana, hiya nachem nafshi. Mayana, hiya nachem nafshi. My soul, she refuses to be comforted. Why does she refuse to be comforted? Because she does not know when the time of redemption is to come. Because she does not know when the Iowa, the time of redemption is to come. May nah, nachem nafshi. My psyche, my soul, she refuses to be comforted because she does not know until the time the Iowa of redemption is to come.
I wanna share something with you. Oh God, wanna share something with you. Yeah. Music is the rod and we are molded. Yeah. Leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of the brother Aaron.
Leading God's children to the
children to the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother Aaron, yes. Preaching and comforting as the father's command. Music is the rod and we are Moses. Amina, leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother Aaron, yes. Preaching and comforting as the father's command.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Jah Jah said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Jah Jah said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song time according to the word.
I remembered God and moaned. I remembered Elohim and moaned. Here, today's daily psalm is Mor Ein Zayin, Psalm 77. Here, Hebraically, the fourth verse, the dilate verse. Ezekarah Elohim, ve'ehemaya. When I think thereon, Ezekarah. When I think thereon, I remembered. When I think thereon, Ezekarah. Elohim, with Ehemaya. Oh, Elohim, I must moan. With Ehemaya, I must moan. I remember the troubles that overwhelmed me. And I moaned. A mashal, a parable, a proverb, a mashal of a man who was about to punish Beno, his son. He said, thou wilt be smitten with 10 strokes of the lash. Here, Midrash note, the P.E., the Prince Edition, and Makiri, the E.T., the edited text, it reads, struck on thy 10 fingers. So he said, thou wilt be smitten. That will be struck on thy 10 fingers, on thy 10 fingers. After he struck him once, he said, nine more. After he struck him a second time, he said, eight more. Thus the son was comforted as the punishment went along. But when would the son not have been comforted? When Abio and his father would not have told him how many strokes he was yet to receive. So, too, the congregation of Israel, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, my soul refuseth to be comforted. Me'enah. Hiya nachem nafshi, my soul refuseth, she refuseth to be comforted because she does not know the term of her punishment, of her punishment. And here, Psalm 39, verse 5, Hebraically, that reads, Lord, make me to know my term, Lord, make I to know my term. Hod Ainioa Kitsi Jehovah, make I to know mine end. Hod Ainioa Kitsi Jehovah, make I to know mine end. Hod Ainioa Kitsi. In a different exposition, the verse is read, I remembered Elohim and was troubled. Ezekara Elohim Ehemaya. When Israel bring Ha El, the true good, the true God, Elohim, back to remembrance, they are agitated and troubled. When Israel brings Elohim, the true good, the true God, back to remembrance, they are agitated and troubled. As is said even in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs, Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 5 and 4, that reads, my beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my heart was troubled for him. My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my heart was troubled for him. Dodi yashalach yado mina ha-chor u-me'aya hamu alayo. My beloved Dodi put in his hand, shalach yado, by the hole of the door, mina ha-chor, and my heart was moved for him. Ua me aya hamua alayo. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, remembers the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, His heart is troubled for them. As is said even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 31 and 20, where it reads, Is Ephraim a darling son to me? Is he a child that is dandled? For as often as I speak of him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart is troubled for him. For him. For him. For him. Here in Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, Hebraically is chapter 31, verse 19. Havena yakira li Ephraim. Ima yeleda sha'e sho'im kia mideya dabri ba'ua zakora ezaka reinu oda alken hamu me'aya lawu. Is Ephraim a darling son to me?
To me?
Hivein yakir li Ephraim. Is he a child that is dandled? Ima yeleda sha'ishoim. For as often as I speak of him, kia mideya dabriya ba'u, I do earnestly remember him still. Zakora ezekereinu oda. Therefore, my heart yearneth for him. Al kain hamua me'aya lawu. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am troubled and cannot speak. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Zayin. Hear Hebraically the fifth verse. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am troubled and cannot speak. Achazta shemurota aynaya nifa amti v'lo idaber. Thou holdest fast the lids of mine eyes. Achazta shemurota aynai. I am troubled nifa amti and cannot speak. V'lo idaber. V'lo idaber. I do not sleep, for all my vigils are at night. Troubled as I am, more and more, by the greatness of my pain. Hear, Midrash Nono, my vigils. The ET, the edited text reads, all my norms. That seems, some say, to make no sense. Perhaps read as Shanatia nodedeta balaila. My sleep forsakes I in the night. Shanatia nodedeta balaila. My sleep forsakes I in the night. I have pondered the days of the man from the east, the man from the Kedem, the years of ancient times. Hear, hear, hear. The next verse, Hebraically, the sixth verse. I have pondered the days of the Kedem, the man from the Kedem, the days of the East, the years of ancient times. Hishavti yamim amikedem shenota olamim. I have pondered the days of old. Hishavti yamim mikedem, the years of ancient times. Shenota olamim. That is, pondered the days of Abraham, who came from the east, from the Kedem, as scripture refers to him in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 41 and 2, who hath raised up a righteous man from the east. And also, I have pondered, chishabti, I have pondered the years of ancient times, the years of ancient times, the shenota olamim, that is, the years of the fathers, the patriarchs of the world, the years of the fathers, the patriarchs of the world, pondered, but did not find the answer. I called to remembrance my song in the night. Hear, Mizmor Ein Zayin, the seventh verse. I called to remembrance my song in the night. Ezekara ne ginati balaila. In the night I will call to remembrance my song. Ezekara ne ginati balaila. That is the Sanhedrin's, the assembly's intonation in their study of Torah, that they occupy themselves with at night. Is his mercy clean gone? Is his mercy a face forever, for ever? He a face la netzach chasdo? Is his mercy clean gone for ever? He a face la netzach chasdo? What is the literal meaning of afes, the Hebrew word afes? Some say it is the Greek word afes that means let go. And so because with regard to mercy, chesed, a verse in another mizmor, another psalm, namely Psalm 103, verse 17, it reads, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, up on them that fear him, upon them that reverence, that respect him. The verse in this psalm, in this mizmor, in this chant, it asks, has Ha'el, the true God, has Elohim now abandoned the Bnei Yisrael completely? Is his promise come to an end forevermore, for evermore? Hear, Hebraically, the ninth verse. Gamara Omer Lidor Vador, is his promise come to an end forevermore? Gamara Omer Lidor Vador? When Ha'el, the true God, when Elohim said, I have taken away my peace from this people, even mercy and compassion in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 5, did he mean that his promise had come to an end? And here, a midrash note, here, the words, therefore I say, that are not translated here are understood as continuing the psalmist's questioning. The words, therefore I say, Gamar, Omer, therefore I say, it continues the psalmist and I questioning. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his compassions? Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Zayin, Psalm 77, Hebraically, hear, the 10th verse. He shakach chanot el im afat be'afarach mayo, Selah. Half El, the true good, the true God, forgotten to be gracious. Hit Shakach, Chanot El, hath he in anger shut up his compassions. Imak afatza b'afarachmayo, Selah. Pause. I say, yes, he hath. Even in the next verse, verse 11, Hebraic, that reads, because of my infirmity, I say, yes, King, he hath, because of my infirmity. Va'omar chalotihi, and I say, this is my weakness. Chalotihi, she is my weakness. Va'omar chalotihi, I say, this is my weakness. Mine is the chalot, the infirmity, the weakness. As is said, even in Kohelet, in the preaching, Ecclesiastes 5 and 12, that reads, evil doing is the infirmity. Yesha ra'ah cholah. There is a grievous evil. Evil doing is the weakness, is the infirmity. Evil doing, yesh ra'ah. Chola, yesh ra'ah chola. There is a grievous evil. Because of my infirmity, the right hand of the Most High has sharpened. Shenot. Because of my infirmity, the right hand of the Most High has shenot, has sharpened. Hear, 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 the 11th verse of today's daily psalm. Azkir, the Kativ and the Kareya. Azkor, ma aleya. I will make mention of the deeds of Jah. But I say, wa omar chaloti yahia shenota yamin elyon. But I say that this, she is my weakness, chaloti he, that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shenota yamin elyon, that the right hand of Elyon, of the Most High could change. Shenota yamin elyon. Because of my infirmity, there comes sharp chastisement from the right hand, yamin, of Elyon, of the Most High. Shenot having the same sense as in the verse, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 32:41. I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword. I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword. Im shanoti b'raka harbi, if I wet my glittering sword, or if I sharpen. Im shanoti b'raka harbi, I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword. Biraka harbi. In a different exposition, the verse is read, because of my profanation, the right hand of Elyon, of the Most High, of Elyon, has changed. Even here, 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 Psalm 77, Hebraically, the 11th verse. Waomar chaloti hi, waomar, and I said, chaloti. She is my weakness. She is my infirmity. Because of my profanation, chaloti, the right hand of the Most High has changed. Shenota yamin elyon. Here, here, Midrash note read previously as stemming from the chet lamed he, chalaha, to be infirm. But here read as stemming from the chet lamed lamed, halala, to profane. Mine, the profanation. So read as, waomar, halalti, he, mine, the profanation, the profaning, the profanation, because I profane my holiness, my set-apartness. The right hand of Elion, of the Most High, has changed. Nishtane. Here. A midrash note right here. For the two preceding paragraphs, Professor Harry A. Wolfson suggests another translation here as follows. He completed a word, gamar omer, forever, according to Psalm 77, verse 9. That is to say, he decided the matter, gamar hadavar, forevermore, to take mercy away from me, away from I. As is said even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 16 and 5, where it reads, I have taken away my peace from this people, even mercy and compassion. I have taken away my peace from this people, even mercy and compassion. Ki asafti et shalomi me'et ha'am hazeh. For I have taken away my peace from this people. Ki asafti et shalomi me'et ha'am hazeh. I've taken away shalom, my peace, me'eta ha'am hazeh, from this people, saith Jehovah, Nu'um Yahweh, eta ha-chesed, eta ha-rachamim, even chesed, with eta ha-rachamim, even mercy and compassion. The psalmist then concludes, and I say, Hath El, true good, true God, hath El forgotten to be gracious? Hath El forgotten to be gracious? He shakach chanot El? He shakach chanot El? Has El forgotten to be gracious? Then he adds, and I say, Chaloti hi, Wamara, Chaloti hi. That is to say, this being forgotten by El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, is my grief. As the grief is used in the verse, even from Kohelet, from Ecclesiastes 5 and 12, a grievous evil. Yesha ra'ah. Chola, there is a grievous evil. Yesh ra'ah, chola. And so also the latter part of the verse that reads, the sharpening, shenot, of the right hand of Elyon. The sharpening, shenota yamin Elyon. The sharpening of the right hand, the yamin of Elyon. This means again, this being forgotten by El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, El, is a sharp chastisement. Shinot, having the same sense as in the verse, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 32, 41, I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword. Im, shanoti, b'raka, charbi, if I wet, shanoti, sharpen. Wetting, sharpening, shanoti berak charbi, my lightning, my glittering, my berak charbi, my glittering, my lightning sword. Another exposition and explanation of chalotihi, my infirmity, she, my weakness, she, and shenot, the shenot of the yamin of Elyon, of the right hand of the Most High. This being forgotten by El is because of my profanation. That is to say, because I profane my holiness, my set-apartness, and in consequence of the yamin Elyon, of the right hand of the Most High, has been changed. Nishtane.
I will make mention of the deeds of Yah, the deeds of Jah, Azakira, Ma'aleya. I will make mention of the deeds of Jah. I will make mention Azakir, the Ketib, the Ketib. I will make mention, following the Ketib, I will make mention Azakir. We have the Kareya, the Karey, Azakor, being translated, I will remember. Azakir, I will mention Azakor. I will make mention Azakir, making mention Azakor, remembering. Azakir Ma'aleyah. I will make mention of the deeds, the Ma'aley of Yah, the Ma'aley Yah, the Ma'aley of Jah. He who took I, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. He who brought I across the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Etrabahir, the Eritrean Sea. He who led I by the hand of Moshe, where Aharon, Moses, and Aaron, like a flock of sheep, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Bamidbar.
Yes. Malcolm Ehud. Blessed first day. Good first day. Happy first day. Malcolm Ledet here, Gregorian. It's the 7th, and today's daily psalm that we just shared on the Midrash, the 77th psalm right there. So the three sevens, and the seal up right there, once again in the Midbar, right here, the wilderness. Yes, I. So here. Yes, I. Looking at the time right here. Make I and I ride up right here for outro today's daily psalm. So much packed into this first Torah reading and feeding. Hopefully we get into a reasoning in the Shabuah, y'all willing. Shabuah Tov. Shabuah, the 7 days to come. Tov, Tawah, Bashem, Yeshua. Yes, I. HaMoshiach. Oh.
Psalm 77. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient time. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Caesar. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters. Thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
መዝሙር 76 በቅንፍ 77
ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ ኤዶታም ያሳፍ መዝሙር በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮ ቃሌም ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነው እርሱም ማደመጥ በመከራዬ ቀን እግዚአብሔርን ፈለኩ እጆቼ በሌሊት በፊቱ ናቸው አላረፉም ነፍሴም መጽናናትን አልቻለችም እግዚአብሔርን አሰብሁት ደስ አለኝ ተናገሩ ነፍሴም ፈዘዘች አይኖቼ እንዲተጉ ያዝሃቸው ደነገጥኩ አልተናገርሁም የድሮውን ዘመን አሰብሁ የዘላለሙን ዓመታት አሰብሁ አጠናጠንሁም በሌሊት ከልቤ ጋር ተጫወቱ ነፍሴንም አነቃቀኋል እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ይጥላልን እንግዲህስ ቸርነቱን አይጨምርምን ለዘላለምስ ምህረቱ ለልጅ ልጅ ተቆረጠችን የተናገረውስ ቃል አልቋልን እግዚአብሔርስ ሞገሱን ረሳን በቁጣውስ ምህረቱን ዘጋውን ይህ ድካሜ ነዋል የልዑል ቀኝ እንደ ተለወጠ የእግዚአብሔርን ሥራ አስታውስ የቀድሞውንም ታምራትህን አስታውሳለሁና በምግባርህም ሁሉ እናገራለሁ በሥራህም እጫወታለሁ አቤቱ መንገድህ በመቅደስ ውስጥ ነው እንደ አምላካችን ያለ ታላቅ አምላክ ማን ነው ታምራትን የምታደርግ አምላክ አንተ ለሕዝብህ ኃይልህን አስታወቅሃቸው የያዕቆብንና የዮሴፍን ልጆች ሕዝብህን በክንድህ አዳንሃቸው አቤቱ ውሆች አዩ ውሆቹም አይተውህ ፈሩ ጥልቆች ተነዋወጡ ውሆችም ጮሁ ደመኖች ድምፅን ሰጡ ፍላጾችህም ወጡ የነጎድጓድህ ድምፅ በአውሎ ነበረ መብረቆች ለዓለም አበሩ ምድር ተናወጠች ተንቀጠቀጠች መንገድህ በባህሩ ውስጥ ነው ፍለጋህም በብዙ ውሆች ነው አረማመድህም አልታወቀ በሙሴና በአሮን እጅ ሕዝብህን እንደ በጎች መራሃቸው
Yes, Shabuto coming in from the cold. Give thanks to the Chabarim. Give thanks to the Mods. Yes, Shafaya, Sister Sharon, and also to Brother Paulo's there for the relic right there and here and the outro right here. This is the tune right here. You know, yeah, do good right here. Yes, I be of the sheep. Yes, I Rastafari the shepherd. Here on the outro. Shavuot Tov. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Ah.
Sleeping on the floor, I'm giving with a God and moon. Yes, I knew that what God left me for soul. I'm living for the young and the old, the blind and the deaf and the dumb, and you know I'm giving God the love to all those beautiful people of the world. Don't you worry, I'm a people, God Rasta never leave you. Babylon try to deceive you, Africa with open arms will receive you. Although the separation and well, listen, we're doing it for a cause. Sometimes though I'm no food on me yard, journey me up with the poor. I'm living, I'm living, yeah, 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 I'm giving. Whoa, 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 whoa. No one cares for them, died there for them, and I'm here for them, the love I declare for them. Christian Nelson unto the youth, you can only lead them with the truth. Don't you hear them crying, don't you see them dying. I'm leaving for a seat on the floor, the hungry and the best and the sleeping on the floor. I'm giving and I've got some more. I know God bless me and open up the doors. I'm leaving for the young and the old, the blind and the deaf and the dumb, and you know I'm giving all I got and more. Most I'll open up the door.
Hey. Yeah, Salvana, I love you.
Beautiful.
Taking it to the world.
Wow. Government coming with the same damn thing. Millionaire, billionaires not doing one thing. Children listen when the rest of the man sing. No matter the destruction, one present king. Warn them and tell them they right over wrong. Mr. President, why is it to make the bomb? Every day is weapon of mass destruction. These ain't got no love for anyone. I'm leaving for the sick and the poor. They say to let the homeless sleeping on the floor. I'm giving all I got, I'm done. Most I will open up the door. I'm leaving for the young and the old, the blind and the dumb and the sick, as you know. I'm giving all I got on the door.
Beautiful. Tabana.
Thanks, Ross, Paulo, Safari. Give thanks to all the brothers and sisters, the Habareem. I'm living for the sick and the poor, the hungry and the shelterless, sleeping on the floor. I'm giving all I've got and more. No job, bless me and open up the door. Sizzler Kalungi right there, there, there. That word on the outro reminded me of Matthew 25 and 40. And the king. Right, and the king shall answer and say to them, verily I say to you, inasmuch as y'all have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, y'all have done it to me, y'all have done it to I. Right, and in verse 45, then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say to you, inasmuch as y'all did it not to one of the least of these, y'all did it not to me. So, you know, let's think about one another, you know, and as Kalungi says right there, the sick, the poor, the hungry, the shelterless, sleeping on the floor, right? Give, you know what I mean? The whole reason, even for the season, right? Malcolm Lidette, you know, that birth, that incarnation, the rebirth, right? And the incarnation, that word become flesh in our actions. Shavuot Tov, Haverim, Vashem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Give thanks. And also, apologies there. It was at the last point of the BTR. Had a couple of seconds on the board to upload that, and I think I pumped the sound a little bit loud. But anyway, that sizzler was I'm Living. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Shalom, Haverim, Shalom, Yeshua, Shalom. Guidance and protection. Yes, I. Grace. Baruch Hashem.